It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, and welcome to It's a Fandom Thing. I'm your host, Erin Marlowe, and each week I'm joined by a panel of guests to discuss all things fandom and pop culture, primarily from a female perspective. You'll find everything from fanfic, to cosplay, to Schitt's Creek, to Supernatural, and everything in between. So put on your favorite piece of fandom merch, set aside that fanfic that you're writing about your OTP, and sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to this special episode of It's a Fandom Thing. I'm your host, Erin Marlowe, and today I am joined by Leah to help discuss the huge campaign, to save the show Our Flag Means Death. And I'm sure if you are watching this or listening to this, you are familiar with this huge campaign, Our Flag Means Death. It was announced that there would not be a third season on January 9th, 2024. There has since been a petition. I heard there's also a billboard, right, that fans have paid for, and a bunch of other stuff. The social media around it is huge. The billboard at the time of this recording, we're recording this on Sunday, February 25th, and right now it is 11:07 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and right now the petition has 87,676 signatures. We will be including a link to the petition in the show notes too, just to let you know, and any other links that might be of relevance. So, Leah, first off, thank you so much for joining me to discuss this. So, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that so much.
Of course, of course. And thank you for reaching out too. Mm-hmm. I do want to say that about that. So, I want to first know, before we get into the whole campaign and everything, because I don't know the whole background of what made you a fan of Our Flag Means Death and why it resonated with you.
Oh, yeah. God, honestly, it's kind of hard to remember a time before it now because I've kind of substituted loving the gay pirate show for having a personality. I remember seeing some buzz on Twitter about this, you know, oh, there's the show and oh, it's gay. And I saw that, you know, Taika Waititi is involved with it. I have been a fan of his since the first time I saw the What We Do in the Shadows movie. I think that was 2018 when I saw that. So I had seen that the show was a thing and that it was really, really good. So I pressured my then fiance, now husband, into watching it. Actually, no, I take that back. We got married in 2020. See, the timeline's all mixed up in my head. I told you. But yeah, so I pressured him into watching it together. He is hetero. So what tends to happen a lot of the time with the most straight people that I have observed is like they watch it once, they say, oh, that's cute. He moved on with his life. Ate my life. And ever since then, I've been a big fan of Our Flag Means Death for a couple of years now.
Yeah, because I think what happened for a lot of people is a couple of things. I think For queer audiences, I think it reached them on a different level where they felt seen, and they also felt not taken advantage of. There was no queer bait, mm-hmm. And I think that was a huge, huge thing for it.
Yeah, it was a huge deal, and I think another thing that resonated a lot with, you know, people who are, you know, there's fans of all age range, but among the millennials like myself and among the Gen Xers that are a little bit older than me, that whole message of it, you know, it's not too late to change your life and do something dramatically different if you want to. And I was, you know, I've had a lot of history with dissatisfaction in my workplace and this, that, and the other. And it really spoke to us, and it inspired a lot of people to make a lot of changes, you know, try learning a new instrument, you know, quit your job and do something new, find love for, in some people's cases, the first time in their lives. You know, people have seen the character Jim Jimenez and realized that they were not actually cisgender, that they were, you know, actually trans or non-binary, and they were, felt the freedom to explore that for the first time. I was inspired, among other things, to start my own web show. It's on hiatus right now, but I'm probably going to bring it back in the near future. But yeah, people have really discovered things in themselves as a result of this show that they might not have otherwise.
Yeah, and I think that's why when people say media is not important and what does it matter if you see yourself and what does that matter, I say that's false because this is proof of that. Mm-hmm. It's very important that you see yourself and not just as a caricature, but as a fully fleshed out human being and a complex human being, because it can literally save lives. I no exaggeration.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And so then when it wasn't renewed for a third season, I know there was before it looked like there was no hope, there was Renew as a Crew was the name of the campaign. And there was a website as well that's going to be up until August 30th. Is when they're going to officially take
it.
So were you involved with that too, then Renew as a Crew, or how did that?
I was not. And I do, I want to, you know, give them credit from the get-go, because honestly, before season two even aired, you know, we were kind of able to read the tea leaves and see that, you know, some of the signals from within Warner Brothers Disney were not giving the best of signals that they wanted to renew it, like, regardless of how well it was performing. So they started this campaign before season two even came out. And so they already had all this branding built up and everything. So they were ready to hit the ground running. And like within a matter of a few days, that the petition jumped by like 50,000 signatures. It was a really big deal. So Renew did their thing. They did eventually, you know, once it had been a few weeks in, the show had been canceled. I was not directly involved with it at that point. I had started to volunteer in little small ways. And then they decided to, you know, to sunset the brand and change it over to where we are now, which is, it's a little bit interesting because there's two groups now. There's Adopt Our Crew, which that is 17 people. That is their, you know, that is their effort. They're small, they're agile. They can steer that, you know, very efficiently. And then there's Save OFMD Crew, which I'm a part of. And there's like 250 something of us. So what we do is we are very actively consensus-based, a non-hierarchical structure, where what we'll do is we'll see that someone wants to do an initiative, or they'll actively approach us saying that they want to do this thing, and we will, you know, help develop the idea, help publicize it, and Adopt Our Crew kind of dovetails with what we're doing. We work together on a lot of things.
Okay. And the Adopt Our Crew, so that is, are they more focused on, because I know a lot of people are campaigning for either, I know on the petition, it's they're trying to reach out to, they're going to send it to Amazon, Apple, and Netflix.
Yes.
So are those the primary three? Are there any other targets that you're going after, or just those primary three streamers?
The reason that we chose those three is that the creator, David Jenkins, had actively tagged those three in an Instagram post about a month ago, whenever it seemed like it was, you know, a combination of a thank you for what, you know, the fans had already done, and a kind of a rally of, okay, this is, you know, these are the people that I'm pitching. Kind of autonomously, some of the folks within Save Our Flag Means Death had also chosen to target FX, because FX came out there was an article that came out that said that they were actively looking for new properties. So we kind of autonomously decided to pick up that one as well. So it's predominantly those three. And then also there are some people trying to court FX as well. And we sent them like Valentines and stuff. It was there was this really cute campaign that we did a little while ago.
Cause I don't think people realize how powerful fandom it can be. And, you know, cause a lot of times when shows get canceled, this happens all the time. Fandom will try and get it renewed. You'll see if you see any post, like Netflix will post something and you'll see comments will be about some other show. You know, I mean, going all the way back, I mentioned this on one of our recent pop culture and fandom news episodes, that going back before social media was as big as it was, the CW show Roswell was always on a bubble. And so to renew that one, fans would send them bottles of Tabasco sauce because that was relevant to the show. Those kind of fandom level, those grassroots level campaign kind of things.
And it wasn't new then. Star Trek had the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
That they were the mother of, you know, campaigns to save a show, was way back in the 60s.
Yeah. And you also see it sometimes, I think, in the soap community where it's like they really want to bring back a character. They want a certain character to get together, especially like when soaps were bigger than they are, of course, today, since most of them are gone. But I want to know, though, speaking of David Jenkins, so you were mentioning his Instagram post. Mm-hmm. And as much as you're comfortable saying, do you think, or have you gotten any, because I'm not positive on this, I've read different things about it, but do you think he's very, very supportive? Because I know his initial thing was to have it be a 3-season.
Yes.
So does he know about, as far as you know, does he know about everything? Does he support it? As much as you feel like saying.
He definitely knows about the billboard. He went down and took selfies in front of it and was very, yeah, I think that he, in his own way, because of course, you know, things are delicate. He has to be very judicious with what he says and doesn't say. And he's not saying very much right now. But it seems, you know, to me that he is, you know, supportive of what we're doing. And the most important thing is always, you know, to love the show loudly, make sure that the streamers that are being courted, if they want to do their research, if they want to look at the online trends, you know, so that they can see that. Every signal that we have seen from him has, you know, seemed that he's been very, you know, he's been grateful and he's been supportive of us doing more of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know it's hard because they can't really say for a lot of reasons.
No, he can't say anything right now.
Yeah. They don't want to damage anything that could be happening or, you know, like turn anybody off that might want to pick up the show.
Exactly.
But I do want to go to that billboard. So now this was something that fans bought, right? Was to do a billboard. Now, where exactly, if people don't know about the billboard, just say a little bit of history of that and where it is and everything.
I think that might be done and might have run its course now. They initially they'd picked up a digital billboard in Times Square in New York City. They also had an ad truck driving around in Los Angeles, as well as a airplane banner. And then for a few weeks after that, there were also street level like banners like you'll see on bus stops and whatnot, mm-hmm. all with the same message that, you know, Our Flag Means Death deserves the season 3 that David Jenkins had always intended for it to be a 3-season series with a QR code so that you could go sign the petition. By the way, the petition is, you know, one good way of showing numbers. It is by far not the only thing that we're doing. There is, you know, there are review campaigns. We're throwing watch parties, basically. We're, you know, we're picking properties that are, you know, in some way tangentially related. Either they were, you know, directed by someone that was a part of Our Flag Means Death, or it's got a cast member that was in it, but, you know, in some way it's things that are connected. So we're, you know, we're throwing watch parties. There's lots of different ways to get involved in addition to the petition. As of right now, the website, saveofmd.com, does just redirect to the petition. I would keep my eyes on that link, though. That might change in the near future.
Okay. Okay. And are there any other, like, social media accounts, like, that are essential for people to follow or to be involved with, other than anything that you've mentioned so far? Like, are there, like, top 5 or anything like that?
Yeah, the two big ones are definitely Save OFMD Crew and Adopt Our Crew. One of them has almost 1,000 followers. The other one has, I want to say, like almost 2,000 followers. I can't remember offhand, but it, you know, they're growing like gangbusters every single day. So those, as far as social media, Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Instagram, Tumblr, we're on like all of them.
Yeah, because Tumblr, I think that's interesting you mentioned Tumblr, because I'm wondering then with Tumblr, you can do longer posts, you can do blog yeah. posts. So are there any special things with that, with Tumblr going on, like any different kind of campaigns that you're aware of as opposed to like other Twitter or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I tried hopping over onto Tumblr. I'm having trouble finding it. I might have to give you the link after the fact. I know there's a fan by the name of Abby that does a daily recap of, you know, things of significance that have happened over the day, as well as initiatives that are ongoing. So I'll have to find that and I'll have to give you that link, because that recap page, in addition to the two more or less official accounts, I would also recommend following her.
Okay.
On Tumblr.
Okay. Because I know some people think Tumblr is dead, but I know for some people that's like where they really find their fandom voice and find their crew, so to speak.
Rumors of its death have been greatly exaggerated.
I still try to understand Tumblr. So for me, it's hard to understand
Tumblr. I don't even think I've been on there for a year. I found it late.
I have an account that I've had for like 10 years or something, and I haven't posted in years because it still kind of confuses me. But that's just me. And I do want to go to another thing that I think is kind of important to talk about. And I think sometimes fans, especially anyone in the LGBTQIA plus community, can feel kind of used by creators. And I know HBO's chairman and CEO, Casey Bloy, came out and said they were calling on gay Twitter to help support the Gilded Age.
That didn't go well for him.
Yeah, that did not go well. The backlash was pretty extensive. And so I want to ask you about that fact of like how that makes you feel, as much as you feel comfortable talking about, when creators are trying to basically court you, but then they're going to cancel what you love, but then they'd want you to still support them no matter what, kind of thing.
I want to take that a half step back and commend the Save Our Flag Means Death effort, because the reason that even came about for Mr. Blois to say was they kind of tweet stormed the Emmys and were talking a lot about how Our Flag Means Death deserves a season 3 and deserves awards on social media while the Emmys were happening. And it made so much noise that the Hollywood Reporter asked Casey Bloys about it. So bravo, good job on the PR guys. And I want to see more of that. But so then he was asked about it, and he comes back with this, I really need, gay Twitter to support the Golden Age, which I'm sure it's a nice show. I will probably watch it eventually. It's on my list, but I haven't got around to it yet. It really felt odd and almost like Highlander-ish to me. Like, first of all, there's that very real thing that you brought up, which is that they don't get to dictate to us what we want to see. To quote a very often misused line by Mr. Selfridge, the customer is always right. The finishing line of that is, the customer is always right in matters of taste, which means what the customer is asking for is what you should cater to if you want to successfully sell to them. You don't get to look at everything that we're asking for as the consumer base and say, sorry, babe, can't do that. Here's this other thing in which, there's only one actually canonically gay character, and he, from what I can gather, is kind of a conniving individual, which, every gay character doesn't have to be virtuous. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I mean, we were telling you loud and clear what we wanted, man, for one. And for two, this isn't the Highlander. We're allowed to have more than one show. You can support more than one at a time. So I don't understand. It was kind of a non sequitur to me in the first place, because why do we only get one gay show?
That's the other big part of it, is it's like you have this one, and so you can only have one at a time, and then we take away one, we're just going to give you another one. And that's another big part of it. And I think for too long, a lot of shows and a lot of showrunners and a lot of networks and stuff relied so heavily on queer baiting, and the fact that that would keep audiences coming in. And even if you ended up pissing them off, they still would be there.
Because we were starving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like anything, and they know that.
And then you can't just give it a feed to us and then take it away. We're not, especially given, a lot of us are not only queer, but queer leftists. There are so many people in this fandom that have a history of organizing. We know how to do it. They woke this sleeping dragon, so to speak, and you can't just put it back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big part of it, I think. And I do want to also talk about something a little bit more on the very, very positive side of this, of as far as fandom and finding each other together. Mm-hmm. So how has the family in a way around this, and the fandom around it, how has that maybe impacted your life?
Oh man. I mean, I haven't done as dramatic of things as some of my friends have, but I mean, people have met and formed relationships. There are people that are dating that never would have met if it hadn't been for the show. I did take one of the bigger trips that I have taken in my life was I kind of on a little bit of a whim bought a ticket to New York Comic Con and went out and met a bunch of people too. But yeah, on it, the social impacts of it have just been fantastic for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's why I say fandom is not like just a slight little thing. There's not that there isn't toxicity in fandom, because there's toxicity in every fandom out there. But there is also this found family that you find there.
Yeah, I mean, I have made friends in this fandom, you know, as young as 16, who I'm very much bringing the supportive aunt energy. They're, you know, and from various countries, you know, some from the US, some, you know, one that I can think of, you know, who lives in India, some that live in Europe. And they have all of these supportive, you know, elder queers in their life that they might not have gotten to know otherwise. And then, you know, on the other hand, I've got, you know, friends that are also in like their 60s for the same reason. We found each other because of this show. We really are kind of like, you know, a multi-generational family unit of like 100 some odd thousand people.
Yeah. And then on that note, I hear there is going to be something called Pirate Camp in Wisconsin from August 8th to 11th.
Oh my God, you know about the Pirate Camp.
I do my research. I try to research as much as possible. So what's that?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I have done, and it's another thing I never did before, was I started my own Discord server and kind of learned on the fly how to moderate a Discord server. And it's for anyone that is within the fandom that is from or lives in or has lived in the Midwest. So there's this whole Midwest Gay Pirate server, and people, you know, people got to talking about, you know, people who came from a richer background than I did, who missed summer camp, or, you know, people like me who had wished that we could go, but, you know, your parents couldn't afford that kind of thing. We got to talking about it and decided to do a little research and found this facility that you can rent the whole facility in Wisconsin, about an hour and a half away from Chicago. So we decided, screw it, let's do this. So we are in the midst of organizing gay pirate summer camp. Basically, it's a pirate themed camp for adults. There's, you know, there's going to be some workshops, there's going to be activities. We're going to go on an outing to Lake Geneva to take a boat cruise. I'm calling it the Big Gay Boat Ride. So as of right now, registration is limited to within that server. It is going to open very soon with an info page and a registration site that is going to be open to the public, though.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome to have something like
that. It's going to be so much fun.
I think that's great. I think that's great. And I know people that listen to this, and people also that have been panelists, that would probably be very, very interested and curious about that, and hopefully they can go. But I think that's, and hopefully it'll become the first of many, you know, like it'll become like an annual.
Oh, I hope so.
Because I know like the Xena fandom, they do a retreat thing kind of like that too. So I think that would be really
cool. That's fabulous. I mean, I think we all, you know, the world is a wild and not always a super positive place, and we deserve to come together in community and have some damn fun.
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to know, is there anything else or any other campaigns or stuff that you want to mention around Saving Our Flag Means Death?
If you are in the UK, or if you are in Germany, or have the means of looking that way, as of right now, Our Flag Means Death is playing in the UK on BBC Two, and you can watch it from BBC iPlayer. There have been some possible indications, including a YouGov survey that people have cited. It seems like one thing that's going to be integral to our campaign's possible success is how the numbers do on the BBC. So I would definitely encourage folks to watch on BBC Two or BBC iPlayer or all of the above. Watch from multiple devices if you're able to do so. Get all your friends and family to do the same. And, you know, like, you know, loudly be supportive of the show. It's also coming out on, I think the channel is called RTL or RTL Plus. May 15th, that comes out in Germany. So that's going to be a big deal, too. We're going to need a lot of support from the European audience. I think that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I think that'll probably, I mean, if you can get it worldwide and get things trending too,
because yeah. Yeah, someone requested and paid for that YouGov survey. If there was an interest there, they wouldn't have done that. So someone is curious and someone is paying attention. And the best thing that we can do is make sure that we have numbers.
Yeah, that's the. And so, and then also, I just want to know, for when people are tweeting out anything in support, is the Adopt Our Crew and Save OFMD, are those the best hashtags to use, or are there other hashtags to use as well? Or
those are the big ones. Save OFMD Crew puts out a calendar on a weekly basis as well, and Adopt Our Crew is always doing, you know, little games and things for engagement. After a while, when a tag has gotten kind of older, it makes it harder to get it to trend and to be fresh. So we do pop other like shorter term hashtags every once in a while. One really funny watch party that has happened was whoever's running the Astroglide social media account on Twitter, they are a convert. They love the show. They hosted a watch party themselves. So that was fun. That was Lube as a crew. I maybe they'll do it again. Who knows? But yeah, there will, if you watch the socials and you look at that calendar, you can see what's gonna be happening. And one thing that I really want to see more of is pulling more tweet storms and things of that nature to make sure that we're trending. Right now, as of like yesterday and the day before, Rhys Darby faction was trending for a little bit. Someone put out a poll on Twitter of best actor born in 1974, and Rhys was in that. And then he turned around and kind of made fun of us a little bit. Like, there's a faction of like these Rhys Darby people, and they're the kind of grown-ups that wear costumes out in public, and we're like, hell yeah, we are. So then that proceeded to trend. So, you know, we have that calendar where we will plan new tags and keep using Save OFMD, of course, because you want that connection to be made. But, you know, we freshen things up when it comes to the hashtags, and some of them will come from the planned calendar, and some of them happen from organic funny things happening like that poll.
Yeah.
I would also be remiss to mention that, or to not mention that, this is not an isolated thing that is just happening to our queer show. There has been a trend lately of, for lack of the best term I can think of, is kind of slash and burn tactics with kind of canceling shows on a variety of different streaming networks at this point. So it's not just us. It's not just our queer show. So I want to make a shout out to, you know, there's really, I'm not going to remember everyone, and I apologize in advance. The two that I'm thinking of offhand are Station 19 and A League of Their Own. We are fully in support of all of these other campaigns. And one thing that I would really like to see is more banding together of all of us, because we all deserve to have our stories told and to have our stories finished the way that they were intended to be.
Yeah, because at its best, fandom is an incredible community that can get things done. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably not like an overt bias, like against, you know, the queer community or whatnot, but the optics that it has, especially with the political climate that we're in right now, are not great. And even if it's you're not like discriminating against a show for being gay, there is that risk assessment there that feels to me like if you're seeing, you know, a show that has a community that you view as being on the fringe, that is an inherent bias, whether you're meaning to discriminate against the queer community in our time of need for representation. Whether that's what you intend to do or not, that's what you're doing. And we are not going to quietly just sit back and take it.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Leah, and for also reaching out. And I wish everybody the best of luck with this campaign. You can go back and listen to our episode talking about Our Flag Means Death. And I will also be putting links in the show notes to the petition. Any other links you think are relevant, feel free to send them. I'll also be putting I can put Twitter @ and stuff as well. Yeah, because I will never refer to it as the other thing. So it's always Twitter. It's not going to be the other thing ever for me. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, so send me anything else that you want in there.
I'll give you those links. I'll give you our link tree. We can run with this.
That's awesome. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. So if you want to tell people where they can find you though on social media.
on just about every platform that I can think of. If you look, LC Webs XOXO, like Hug Kiss, LC Webs XOXO, that's where you can find me on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Mastodon. I am LC Webs XOXO at gaypiratesclub.com. Or no, I'm sorry, LC Webs XOXO at gaypirates.club, rather. Which that is Mastodon server made by and for our Flag Means Death fans. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. And definitely do that. I mean, I am using Discord a lot more now too, and that's a new one that you have to learn, but it can be a lot nicer than the other ones, I think, frankly. I think that's where a lot of people are going to. So yeah.
There really are a surprising amount of our Flag Means Death fans that are from the Midwest.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. So yeah.
Landlocked pirates.
Well, thank you again. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's always a pleasure, Erin. Thank you.
Thank you again, Leah, for joining me. And please check the show notes to find some helpful links and some social media accounts to follow as well. And I wish all the fans out there of Our Flag Means Death, I wish you nothing but the best. And I really hope you are able to successfully save your show. So be sure to like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/itsafandomthingpod. On Twitter at Fandom Thing Pod. No, it's in that one. On Instagram at It's a Fandom Thing Pod. On Threads and TikTok at It's a Fandom Thing Pod. If you have any feedback, show notes, if you'd like to be a potential interview guest on the show, please feel free to reach out to us via our website. It's a fandomthingpod.com and click the contact us button there. That'll shoot me an email and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Until next time, remember, it's a fandom thing. Black Lives Matter and stop Asian hate.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.